Howdy, howdy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Zahari.
And I'm Dr. Woosley, and we are
two
Moody Doctors. What you drinking?
This turned out well. It is community coffee. Cafe Special Decaf. You know the community coffee brand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They have decaf.
Interesting.
Pods. It's pretty good.
When you first said community coffee, though, my brain heard it as communion coffee.
Well, you could do that.
That could work.
I'm wondering how many people we're offending right now.
I should stop talking.
Communion will be held at Krispy Kreme this week.
That's right.
Well, cheers.
Yep, that's right.
Happy TMD day. You know, I've been referring to it as TMD.
Yeah, me too. That's a lot easier.
I think people are aware.
Yeah.
Well,
we have a whole list of questions and topics, which is great. Even like two screenshots of things because I didn't want to type it out. The somebody mentioned if we wanted to ever do this, and this doesn't have to be how we start, but the whole like horoscopes thing that we talked about doing, somebody said you should do that, but make it like instead of for the actual like monthly horoscope, make it for instrumentalists, like today clarinetists.
Oh, music like, horoscopes.
Like, yeah, I was like instrumentalists.
Music major horoscopes.
Yeah, it's like that's a nice spin.
So okay. I think that's a great idea. So we. Can
I mean,
make
there'd be far too many to go through like every single session.
Yeah, we need to make a list.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great idea. So for next time, between now and then, we'll make a list of.
I'll make a note.
Let's do it. So
yeah, I think
instruments,
that'd be more fun.
Therapists, composers, theorists.
Because yeah. I mean, if you're a trumpet player, that's a lot different from being a horn player.
Yes.
So. I feel that's unfair to toss those into the same thing.
I don't think they would appreciate it.
I mean, organ and keyboard, I think those could, or on piano, those fine, you know, because we're a different breed, but.
You think the organ and piano should be in the same thing?
No.
I'm not saying they shouldn't, it's just, they are quite different, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you play organ?
Publicly?
Well,
no. I've played around with like your Hammond, your B3 organs,
yeah.
The things that like Mikey has, uh-huh. Where it's more so just rock organ kind of thing, mm-hmm. But nothing like what's in the concert hall. It'd be fun to sometime, in all my free time.
In all your free time. I don't think any such thing
whatever
exists.
Whatever that is.
Yeah.
Well, any,
should we just jump in?
All right. So funniest student or class stories.
That's tough. How about just some funny student or class stories? There's no way for me to actually
you can't rank them.
Yeah, there's no. Yeah. It's impossible. Funniest. You told one recently about Matt with the.
That's right.
That
playing
one was
that
fun.
Low choir sound every time I came in class piano for 2 years.
That was Matt Meadows. He did that for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, it probably wasn't a solid 2 years. He probably waited to get to know me a little before like beginning the process because that feels like an awkward thing to do on the first day. I had a time that all of my 8 a.m. class piano class, we spent the whole time chasing a squirrel out of the building.
That is pretty funny. Yeah, did you do it?
Mm-hmm.
It was successful.
It took 40 minutes, and one of the theory labs joined us. Because it kept coming to our classrooms and interfering things. So, yeah, it started. Somebody came and got me because I was the only one here, like, at 7:30, and it was by the snack machines. So I was like, okay, thinking I could take care of it by myself.
But you all didn't hurt it, right?
Oh, no. I accidentally chased it into the piano lab, which is where I got all the piano students. And then we just started, like, shutting doors, barricading things. We had the whole concert hall lined with, like, tables, so it only had one way out.
You did all of this in 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm. It was a task.
You can move mountains.
Yeah, they, A couple of those students are still here, and some have graduated. They remember well.
That is pretty funny. Chasing squirrels around the building?
Yeah. Only slight risk of disease, you know.
Slight.
But it was cute, so.
I think cute makes it okay. I'm pretty sure. I don't know if I... A class story. I don't know if I have a funny class. I mean, I've had really funny things happen in classes, but...
Yeah. There's one time in intro to listening or music appreciation class here that We were teaching in an old auditorium-style room. It was in Lloyd Hall on campus, and one of the entrances to the room is on the very back of the auditorium, very tip-top, and has kind of a landing up top, and I had already started, and these two guys showed up. They were on the football team. Great students, but they entered by not walking in and sitting down. They entered by, you know, a lot of football players are taught how to fall properly.
Yeah.
They tested that out. So, like, it's like how the room is structured. You have, like, side doors that come in, and then you're, like, facing the audience. Or facing the back of the audience. Anyway, so I'm teaching, and all of a sudden I see just one person just fly into the room. Like, literally, like, he ran and jumped. And all I see is the after jumping part. So he, like, comes soaring into the room.
He's midair,
hits the ground, like, does that little fancy tumble thing, and then just lays there. Like, he landed at an angle to just, like, lay on the landing and start listening. And it was like, I couldn't hear it. Nobody noticed. Like, I was the only one who noticed, which was really hard to keep lecturing, of course. And then
was
his buddy did the same
not
thing.
Was he late? Or they just thought, let's jump into class.
Mm-hmm. I really wanted to pause class and tell everybody to turn around and ask them to do it again, because it was really pretty cool looking. But I was the only one who saw it, unfortunately. So it was a moment.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Sometimes.
I have a habit of saying things that I don't mean in class. You know, sort of like, I don't mean something bad. That's not what I mean. But just sometimes getting things jumbled in my head.
Yeah. Yeah.
And something comes out not quite what I, in a way I didn't quite intend. And it oftentimes is ridiculous and funny and maybe a little bit embarrassing. And I just have to go with it. So there have been a lot of moments like that. And I'm trying to think, I can think of individual people who could tell some really just not okay stories about goofs I've made. I will say, and I'm not going to name any names.
That's probably safe.
Right. But I'm sure you've seen this as a teacher, or even as a student back in the day, as teachers, when you call someone to the board or you ask someone to put their example on the board, and they realize that their example is, let's just say, not stellar. And the class realizes it's not stellar. And the whole class and the student who put their answer on the board is looking at you knowing that you know it's not stellar, waiting to see how you handle it, right? That's fun because I know it's then a challenge. It's not even about correcting the student that put the disaster of an answer on the board. It's not about addressing the ridiculous answer. It's about navigating your way through that mess, trying to make it not look like what is on the board is a pile of trash, but what's on the board is an answer that provides space and opportunity for extended discussion.
Right.
And I don't know that I always keep... I don't know that my facial expressions always express what I am wanting, which is to say something like, okay, I see how you got to this place, and I'd like to help you move away from it and into something more correct. I think what my facial expression shows is something like, wow, this is the worst counterpoint I've ever seen in my life. Or, well, it only gets worse from there. I'm not talking about any of my current counterpoint students, by the way, just so we're clear. Or am I?
It's a mystery. It's a
but yeah, you've had, I'm sure you've had. What about in class piano? You tell someone, I'm spitballing here. You tell someone, okay, play an F major scale. And they start on G. Mm-hmm. What do you do?
I do my best to try not to embarrass them. Even though it's kind of already happened. I mean, like, the moment has, but I mean, I just don't want to flat out say, hey, you screwed up. that sucks.
Or they started on B.
Yeah.
Natural.
Yeah. I feel like it's more, what's more awkward for me in there is when it's like, we have a scale, a quiz on the F scale, and I go, you know, around each one and listen to them. And we've been working on it for, let's say, a month and a half, which would be a little extreme for a scale, but whatever. And then I get to them, and they're like, wait, what's a scale again?
Oh.
And it's like, but, and like, if they, which, you know, I'd welcome questions, sure, of course, you know, fine. But when we've been going over it every class for like 6 weeks, and they've been at every class, it just makes you wonder what has been happening with you in those moments that we've been going over it. Which most of the time, like, I've gotten a better habit of doing more observations before then, so, you know, so that test moment doesn't happen. But still, sometimes it somehow works itself in, you know.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, you could put that in any kind of classroom environment, of you know. It looks like everybody's getting it. They don't ask questions. They don't come to you for help. And then they wonder what's happening at the test. And you politely say, I told you so.
figure out some professional way.
Right.
To say, you knew this was coming.
Right. It's like, I offered to help. You just never told me you wanted it.
I think those are funny class moments, you know. Those are not deal-breaking moments.
No, those are just,
if we can laugh at ourselves and laugh with each other, I think it's kind of a fun opportunity. And it sort of lightens the mood.
Oh, sure. If you have a topic, idea, or question that you would like for us to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. You can do so by email at twomoodydoctors@gmail.com or through my website, which is kevinwoosley.com/two-moody-doctors. That's W-O-O-S-L-E-Y. And you can even submit anonymously there if you so choose. We would love to hear from you, and we would love to dive into the topics you send our way. See you next time, folks.